Welcome back to the Sammy Saga Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, Sammy. This episode, I am being joined by my good friend Chris Dimitriadis, who runs the podcast called Curing Curiosity, as well as my other good friend and a old person called? His name is Marley Silverbrand, and he hosts the podcast called The Water Cooler. Today, you'll get to listen in as we play a game called Slide Ride, where the guests have to present a never-before-seen Google Slides presentation that has a bunch of random pictures on it. It's hilarious because it's very difficult to present, and it's fun to laugh at them while they do it. I love this stuff, and I think you'll really enjoy it. We also play a game called Breaking News, where I basically give them a breaking news type of scenario, and they have to act it out as if they are being reported on. And it is really funny. It's kind of like the other one, except it's just a different kind of funny. It's you're gonna love it all. If you do like this episode or any of the episodes, really consider following the podcast on wherever you listen to it. New episodes release every Monday at 12 p.m. PST, just in time for your daily commute if you commute starting at 12 p.m. PST. That's California time. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy's saga continues. Everybody, it's just you two. How are you guys doing?
Oh, you know, just planning my imminent demise and waiting till we all kill each other on November 3rd. Everyone can go vote.
Yes, please.
Let your voice be heard. Well, if you can vote, I think one people. I'm not sure. But yeah, make your voice be heard. That's all I have to say about that.
And here's some wise advice from a man. I was gonna say something, but I think I'll just leave it at that. So Marley, tell us about your podcast, man. You've been on here before, but tell us again. Tell us again.
I just have a podcast. It's called the Water Cooler Podcast, a discussion podcast where I just get on random people and we just kind of discuss. But whatever we want to talk about. Lately, we're doing a series right now on the Christopher Nolan. We're doing a retrospect of Christopher Nolan's movies, and we just recently talked about Memento. And next episode will be Following, and we're going to be discussing like all of his movies up until the digital release of Tenet, because we don't want to see that movie in theaters because of COVID-19. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But just go listen to the Water Cooler Podcast. It's a really good podcast. So
it is a good podcast. I can vouch for that. Chris, like tell us about yours. Oh, thank you. Yes.
I host a small podcast called Curing Curiosity, where I just discuss anything that really pops into my head, random topics of interest, sometimes with a guest. And that's basically it.
You sound like you're in a closet.
Not in the closet. I'm in my desk at the back of my bedroom. Just very close to the microphone.
All right. So, yeah. Curing Curiosity is a good podcast. I've listened to that one as well.
And it's a good name, too. Yeah, that's a really good...
I thought of that name at like 2 in the morning.
It's very what's the word I'm thinking of?
Bold.
No, that's not the word. I don't know. I can't think. It will come to me. But it's very poetic.
I mean, yeah, it could have been something like the Water Cooler Podcast, you know.
Considering that I got the name of my podcast from a song lyric, it is kind of poetic.
Okay. Sorry, Marley.
No, it's fun.
All right, so we're going to be doing some slide ride. Everybody knows what this is already, but if you don't for some strange reason, basically I give them a Google Slides presentation. They have to present it, and it's a bunch of random pictures, and it's not easy, but it's funny, and that's why I do it. Marley's going to go first. Aren't you so excited for this? I think I'm more excited. All right, let me share my screen. All right. Whenever you're ready, Marley.
Okay, so I'm going to teach you how to get over a breakup. I'm sure a lot of you are probably dealing with this, especially during COVID-19, where you can't see your significant other and long-distance relationships just don't work. They may tell you that they work on online dating websites, but they really don't work. But yeah, let's move on to the next slide. the most important way to get over a breakup is just eat tons of bananas. Just consume as many bananas as you can and just wear a banana suit and just be just bananas have potassium that potassium is the leading agent in getting over a breakup. It's very healthy for you, and just this guy obviously has looked like he's just been through a breakup too. His girl or boyfriend probably just broke up with him like in the car, and she was like, go get the bananas, and he was just like okay, fine, I'm gonna just open a banana, and then and, yeah but yeah. Next slide. this bros before hoes, definitely that's this is definitely a good way to get over a breakup, because definitely like in this picture he is using like his, what would you call that, is that like a, like
I think it's called
a, I don't gauge. Even yeah okay a gauge he's definitely trying to remind himself of like pleasuring a woman with the cage, your cage. Mm-hmm. And that's a really trustworthy friend, and that's also another good thing, is just always have like good friends around you to help you through this difficult time in your life. Never forget.
Just an average night with the boys.
Another way is just always crank up the heat, no matter, crank up the heat in any situation. I guess this guy's head is probably just on fire right now. Just like everything on his insides are just on fire, just because he hasn't made love in so many years. And look at his face. His face just looks like, just like he's just checked out in every situation, and just, yeah. But yeah, next slide.
Very reassuring.
How my personal worst breakup went. I definitely had lots of crying and eating onions. I don't really think eating the onions contributed to that breakup, just because the onions don't necessarily make me cry. I know they make a lot of people cry, but they don't make me cry. The only thing that makes me cry is breakups. More onions then you're fully recovered. So for me, it just, onions never really worked, but it's just, yeah, for, I guess it may work for other people. Like 80% of the time it will work for you, that onions will help you get over it, but
I do like onions.
Yeah,
you like onions? Yes. So do you like onions on a burger?
Yes.
So,
I eat, well,
that will
raw.
Definitely not help you get over a breakup.
Eat onions raw. I'll eat it like an apple, for God's sakes.
So, but the one important thing about onions, before we move on to the next slide, is that onions have layers.
Mm-hmm.
As the great Mike Myers has once said, onions have layers.
I never knew that.
Wow, I'm old. But yeah, moving on to this next slide, we have a bunch of goats. Just looks, from a glance, you may think they're skating, but they're actually not. They're actually pretending to skate, and they're using their imagination about being on skateboards. You may think that goats may not know how to skateboard, but they definitely do. They're actually the first originators in skateboarding. Like, Tony Hawk actually originated as a goat. That's why he has that. That's why his face looks the way it does, because he used to be a goat. And he is the goat of skateboarding. So yeah, that's where we go.
There he goes.
Yeah.
Saving throw.
Yeah. always have hobbies to get over a breakup. This man is diving deep into his hobbies of just chucking a chicken across the yard, and just pretend that chicken is your ex, and just throw him out of your life. Yeah, I got nothing else. So.
chicken.
Yeah, definitely. So you know how I said just throw the chicken out of your life. Well, you throw that out of your life to the nearest processing factory and just let it get consumed in the masses. So just pretend that chicken is your ex, and just have her be consumed by the masses, and just be used and abused, and it'll just make you happy. So that got really dark. Move on. If you have any questions, you can call me at 555-000-8906. You can call me at 3 a.m. because that's where I'm crying. And I cry at 3 in the morning. And then I go to sleep at 7 p.m. because that's when my mom says my bedtime is. So, but we're also recording this at 7:30, and I'm up. But that's all, folks. See ya. Hopefully you get over your breakup.
Thank Boy, that would have been helpful for my first three breakups.
Did you eat a lot of bananas on your breakup?
I did a lot of juggling.
Juggling? Did you juggle bananas? Did you juggle bananas?
I could. I haven't, though.
Okay.
I thought myself would juggle for some reason. I don't know.
But
oh god.
But it was me. It was me and Chris that broke up. So that I think that's really gonna help us both out here. So I thank you for doing that.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. It may be a little awkward.
I'm glad to break up two friends. That's that's my life's goal in life.
So. Oh my God, he doesn't even deny it. All right. Thank you for that, Marley. That was great.
No problemo.
And Chris, I know how much you want to repay him. So I'm going to hand the reins to... What did I just do? Okay, I'm gonna give you the reins. Not that you're Santa Claus, but whenever you're Whoa. Ready. Whenever you're ready.
All right, thank you for coming to my second TED Talk. I don't know why I'm doing this again after the last time, but we're back at it. This time, the inventions I made over quarantine. Kind of a true story. Oh, Jesus. I take back the true story part. Anyways. So I decided to make a new chip flavor, because why not? Everybody's trying to find something new now. And so also my fingernails decided to go really long, and that's actually true. My fingernails do grow really long. I don't decide to cut them. I cut them like maybe twice a month, I think. And so I get this, I clicked all my fingernails onto this one box. It's like the size of a truck. And I decided to make Lay's Flaming Hot Fingernails. It's a really good crunchy snack, sometimes a bit salty, sometimes a bit sweet. You know what I mean?
This is something about the Lay's fingernails that would be ideal for someone that bites their fingernails.
Yes.
So I honor you for creating that product.
my next invention, again, food related. I think there's a theme of this slide. I don't know, but food related again. Have any of you had a nice glass of Nesquik chocolate milk?
Uh-huh.
Like nice, like Nesquik chocolate milk. That's like
kind of. I'm lactose intolerant, so.
Same, but. Same, don't worry. But Nesquik almond milk. I don't know. So, for the people to the lactose intolerant people in the audience today, and if you're listening, we have Chesquik.
Why is this for them?
He's flavored milk powder. Delicious. If you like cheese or you want to piss off somebody who's lactose intolerant, this is the drink for them.
So cheese milk is just double milk. Sorry to interrupt.
Basically.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's just milk.
Kill somebody.
Like, what's in this cheese milk? Milk. What's in the milk? Cheese milk? Milk. Now, this next invention, one of my favorites. You've heard of pineapple on pizza? Yep, originated in Canada, made by a Greek person. That's a true story. I actually looked that up, because that's real. Oh, you've heard of pineapple on pizza, but what about pizza on pineapple? That's not great. You just cut yourself a nice hunk of pineapple, because you just have pineapple laying around. If you just are addicted to them, if you are addicted to pineapples, go see somebody that's not healthy for you. They are healthy, just not all of them. Now, just make some bagel bites in the oven or microwave or flame thrower them if your preferred choice of cooking. And then cut those in slices, serve them on your nice slab of pineapple, and munch away. You're just going to get a lot of fibrous, mushy texture, but it's good.
Okay.
Fibers.
Pineapples will definitely help during a breakup, too.
Yes. So. See, now I've already made billions, they tell you. Billions off of these products, off of those three products that sold out in minutes. At 17 years old, I'm a fucking billionaire. but why? How are these products different than your everyday products you see in a supermarket? Well, let me explain. So, these products, like, you may have thought of these when you were a child. And it's like, nah, that's never going to work. I'm just 5 years old. That's, nah, that'll probably be disgusting. Not to myself, but to the other people as well. But no, I went back to my childhood self. I time traveled back to my 5-year-old self and got some ideas from him. Said, just make a bag full of fingernails and make them spicy. And serve that to people. Sell it as like $5 a bag because tax. There's no tax
America.
On food.
Capitalism.
Well, I'm in Canada, so that's different.
Oh, whoops.
I know.
Even better.
Yes. Now we're in quarantine at the moment, and hand sanitizer is running low. I think. I don't remember if we still have hand sanitizer anymore, but to those of you who are running out of hand sanitizer because people decide to keep hoarding it, and I understand some people may be germaphobes, but if you have a bar of soap lying around, I know just like, it's in your shower, just take the top of a hand sanitizer bottle thing or a soap thing, that's what the word is, and just stick it directly into the center of the moist the bar of soap. I don't know. Is it moist?
That's what I was about to say.
And that will just, that's direct soap. You know where that's coming from. And you also know where that soap's been on your body. So think about that for a second. Self-cleaning product. Soap is self-cleaning, so you know what? Oh, God. My next invention. People like hot dogs. They're good. Processed remain scraps and meats just shoved into a tube and served. Yep, that's what a hot dog is. And for those of you bodybuilders out there who want to get protein fast, I introduced you G-Fuel hot dog water flavor. Inspired by Adam F. Who that is, I don't remember. But I took
Adam Finelli.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, random guy in the audience. I appreciate it. You get a free sample after this.
I thought his last name was just F.
Only 25 calories, sugar-free as well. It's just pure hot dog water in there, mixed with a tiny bit of protein powder. So you can still get jacked and drink that hot dog goodness. Oh, God.
Oh,
Do you like your cereal in the morning, but you don't have any cereal because the supermarkets are out because people decided to stock up on cereal? I don't know why. They're just cereal junkies. But you do have a lot of cans of beans, but you like your beans, and you like your beans creamy, and so just eat that as cereal. Just pour yourself a can of beans, cold straight from the can, wherever you keep that can is where you keep that can, but cold straight from the can with some nice cold milk, or in my case, in Marley's case, almond milk or oat milk or whatever kind of milk that's not made from cows. Not made from cows.
I don't think it's delicious.
Trust me. Just
cows on the gallon.
Just a mouthful of milk or milk substitute and just beans. It's an interesting texture. It's an acquired taste. You gotta trust me on that.
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah. So some of these products that I'm currently working on in the making right now as we speak. So, like Peeps at Easter time? Well, here's a sacrifice version. Here's some blood-flavored Peeps. Because, you know, when you get a cut, you always, like, stuck on the wound. Just, like, if you get, like, a little poke on the finger, just put it in your mouth. And that's, like, blood has a specific taste to it.
Yeah.
Put that, imagine that in a marshmallow fluff covering your entire mouth. And you're basically, like, a Peep vampire at that point.
Next. Whose blood is it?
Your own. And then custom made. Next is, anybody wants to be a witch out there, but you don't know how to fly your own broom? There you go, a rocket powered broom. Modern day witches, we're bringing them back. Why did I say that?
I could finally be like Marley's mom.
Wow. Wow. Okay. This and list now, is very Halloween themed. I'd just like to say.
So now, like, you ever seen that picture of a Bluetooth hose? And it's like, ah, no, that's fake. How do you get the water in? No, I'm making it real through the power of Bluetooth. Just instantly connecting water through electronics out the other end. Don't ask me the science behind it. Trust me, it works. And also...
Quick question.
Yes?
The Bluetooth hose, will that solve the water crisis in Africa? So if I connect my Bluetooth hose to my faucet... And mm-hmm. I could send it to my African friend.
Yeah, sure. As long as they have it. They have to have it, though. That's important. There needs to be a stable connection on the other side.
Okay.
That's all we need. Next, my last product I'm currently working on. Is a triple bunk bed. Now, don't worry about the middle bunk. If that ever falls out, you just might have a pancake at that point. But that's totally all part of the process of building stuff and trying to see if it works and keeping people alive, most importantly, because if there's any casualties, I'll be in a lot of trouble. That ain't good. But trust me, reinforced steel beams on that bunk bed. Thank you for coming to my second TED Talk. I'm never doing this again. I will swallow my words eventually. Thank you.
Woo! That was a good one. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know what you do in podcasting. You're making so much money off of those products.
Just a side hustle.
Yeah.
The podcast or the products?
Both.
Making billions off everything. Okay, that was definitely interesting. Now, we're going to get into the new game, the first new game of Season 2. And that game is called Breaking News. And for everybody who doesn't know, it's kind of difficult to explain, but I'll try it. basically, I'm giving them a situation or a scenario that a news team crew would report on the site. And they have to be the person... in that scenario. You'll understand, you'll get it, it's really simple. Just pay attention and you'll get it. Unless they do a bad job. Don't do a bad job. I'll break your legs. Alright, who's ready?
Oh, my legs.
Oh, my legs.
Marley, I'm gonna have you go first, okay?
No, not my legs.
Break a leg.
It's not like I can use them during quarantine, but never mind.
I need to use them. I stand like 6 hours a day just for my job.
All right. Breaking news. Archaeologist Marley Silverbrand discovered a new dinosaur bone yesterday afternoon, and he explains why he ate it instead of giving it to scientists for study. We take you live to Marley.
Thank you, Bill. or thank, th or should I say thank you, Sammy? You can edit this out, but
You can
I
say whatever
don't
you want,
know.
Marley.
Sorry.
Thank you, random newscaster.
Th
I love
yeah,
you
thank
too,
you.
random citizen.
Thank you, random newscaster. Yeah, I did find this bone randomly in my B Buffalo Wild Wings bowl. But I accidentally thought it was I accidentally thought it was like a chicken wing, a random chicken wing. So when I discovered when I ate this bone and I shat it out the next day, I was like, this doesn't look like something I ate, and even though it was, and then I was like, I'm gonna give this to scientists. So the scientists were really they were really sad that I gave them a dinosaur bone that was covered in my fecal matter, but they were really excited to see that it was a dinosaur bone. So how did Buffalo Wild Wings get their hands on a dinosaur bone? I have no idea, but this was a really cool discovery. But yeah, thank you, and yeah.
More questions?
Thank you for science. So,
Back to you, Bill. All
back to
right.
you, random newscaster.
In other breaking news, Chris Dimitriadis, a former elementary school bully, bullied five of his closest friends with a wrestling move he likes to call the poop twister.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, random newscaster. I appreciate it. A lot of weird stories you're covering today. Anyways, that is true. Now I decided to create this move because I love the game Twister, but I think that's what it's called. I don't remember. Is it that one game they just put your hand on random colors, whatever? I don't know. I've never
Yes.
played it, but that's a really interesting concept. So this move is just that game, but with a whole lot of shit. So I tranquilized all of my friends, my five closest friends. Just went into the houses I had spent hours doing this. I wanted to click my button. And then forced them to play a game of Poop Twister. Yeah, this I know it's the wrestling move. I'll show you where that aspect comes in later. It's just in a giant wrestling ring, and I eventually jump off it into the pile of shit and then splatters everywhere. Very creative. Now, why I did this exactly? Because social experiments. I want to see how they'll handle the situation if they'll actually go along with it. Surprisingly, they did. It got really messy. I did not expect to go through with that plan. Just happened.
It just happens.
Back to you.
All right,
Shit
back to you,
happens. Let's just
Bill.
say
As my
that.
grandma Marley puts it, shit happens. In
Wow.
other news, President Donald Trump and his main competitor Joe Biden had a surprise debate last night that lasted 5 hours. This was the main highlight of the night, and I must warn you, it gets intimate. This includes both of you. Marley, you're Trump. Chris, you're Joe Biden. Go.
Who starts?
This is very accurate.
Chris, you start.
We're both old, so
Oh. You gotta listen here, you Oompa
fake news. Everyone, fake news. Fake news.
looking
Don't
thing.
listen to
Shut
Joe.
up,
Vote for
man.
me. Vote for me.
Just shut up, man. I'm just an old man with some trying to have some decency over here. You're just running
Oh,
out
you're
of
definitely
time.
old man. Everyone, I am so young, I'm so attractive.
Oh, God damn it, not like you look any better. You look like an Oompa Loompa that tried to escape from Willy Wonka and talk about it, just to put on a damn skunk.
Once again, fake news. Fake news.
All of you are fake. You know, you pulled out of Paris, you should have pulled out of Stormy Daniels. Oh, God.
You're such a nasty man.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna squirt my hand sanitizer gun at you because no, Lord knows you're not keeping safe. Lord knows you're not keeping your distance.
Oh, believe me, I got COVID and I recovered and now I'm immune. So
no now, need. What about all the other patients? Explain that, bitch.
It's just something we're gonna have to live with. It's just gonna something we're gonna have to live with. I'm
fake
Donald
news.
Trump.
No,
follow me on Twitter.
Donald Trump. You approved the debate. It's like, I'm Joe Biden, I approved this debate. It's like, what the shit are you doing?
All right, back to you, Bill. Thank you, random news reporter. It certainly did get weird. And other news, God goodness, there's a lot of news tonight. You'd think every once in a while there'd be like no news. Anyways, back to the breaking news. Breaking news!
Sorry.
Scientist Wee Wee Long, this is Marley by the way, explains why he legally changed his name to Wee Wee Short after his tragic divorce.
What? random newscaster, this was not on the teleprompter. What are you talking about?
So why'd you do it? Tomorrow reporter just like...
I changed it to Wee Wee Long because I used to love to play the Wii, and I like to play it for long times. And during my tragic divorce, my wife did not like me playing the Wii a long time, so I changed it to Wee Wee Long Time. And if you say it really fast, it sounds like I'm Asian or something. Like
but
I hate
you're
to be
not...
racist on this podcast, But this may be controversial, but I just love Nintendo, and I love the Wii. Wii Wii, everyone.
You love the Wii?
Yeah. yeah, back to you.
Thank you. In other news, one angry ex-employee of Dunkin' Donuts exploits what Dunkin' actually is and how it harms the consumers. Chris, this is you.
You gotta understand that the Dunkin' Donuts is not what you think it is. These aren't actually donuts.
Gangster.
These are human remains. We're forced to keep this a secret. I don't care if I'm gonna get killed after this. These are human remains. It's just like, you know, those random customers that just end up sleeping in our store after hours. You never see them again after that. That's the last time you see them.
ex-employee. These are human remains. Are these homeless human remains, or are they just random, just civilians?
I'm trying to be calm in this situation. I totally forgot I was angry at this point. But the manager, he forced us. He fucking brainwashed us, and I managed to escape that to just murder these citizens that slept in our store and put them in the donuts that aren't actually donuts. They just call them that. It's a conspiracy.
I just disappear into the darkness.
just fade to black. You put your hoodie on and you just fade to black. Just
you.
The camera that's on you is actually it's doing a pull zoom. It's like it's going away, and it's like, wow, did they plan this out?
In other news, more breaking news. Marley, this is you. A local neighborhood man was promoting his new charity for those who've been shot by arrows when he was suddenly shot by an arrow. We take you to the scene.
Yeah, sorry for the long pause there. I was just shot in the, I got shot in the arrow with a knee or with, wait, what? Sorry, I'm just having a stroke right now. So, getting hit with an arrow, especially in the knee, is definitely, very painful. and we definitely need to be policing our streets and definitely be looking out for arrows, not just bullets, just arrows.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir, but you've just been shot with an arrow. How are you so calm about this? Like, can I ask you your secret?
Well, I get shot every single day, so I'm pretty numb to the pain. Like, the first time I got shot, obviously I was like screaming in agony, but this is probably about the 50th time that I've been shot with an arrow, so my body just is numb to it. And, like, I feel no pain no more. But I feel for the people that do feel pain and that live in the neighborhood. So reach out to my Twitter handle, shot in the knee, and follow my hashtag for the campaign that I'm promoting. Hashtag arrows have feelings too. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you. Wow, that looked very painful. In other news, we have even more breaking news. Chris, John Cena's hot twin brother, Chris, explains how he made billions pretending to be John Cena on TikTok.
Now, yes, I am the hot one out of the two. He might be the buff wrestler, famous superstar, movie actor, whatever the hell he does now. I don't pay attention too much, I'll be honest. But I'm clearly the hot one. Now, pretending to be John on TikTok, that was the hard part, because I had to look like him, like exactly like him. We're fraternal twins, not identical ones. Oh. If you can clearly, obviously tell. Just shave all my facial hair off and make myself look like I'm 5 years younger than I usually do. Shave off my hair, and then I managed to Photoshop on some fake abs. That would be really great. Perfect Photoshopping skills. Ignored the entire, no clipping, but still perfect. I just had to find some green sweatbands lying around my house. I don't know if they were sweatbands or just some green fabric I found, and then pretending into a whole bunch of wrestling shit and weird TikTok dances that the kids are doing these days, and billions. You want to make billions? Impersonate somebody who's famous. Don't actually do that.
Just take their ideas,
yeah,
and make money off of it. So, but yeah.
Well, that's all the news we have for today. Back to you, Sammy. Great podcast, by the way. Well, thank you. I know I work really hard on it. Okay, so I think that was very interesting. I have way too much fun with this. Definitely some interesting stories that you guys had to tell. I'm glad I got to sit back and watch it all unfold. I was going to toss one more in there, but I don't think the time is going to allow us. But I do want to get some quick feedback from you guys. What do you think of which game was do you favor? Which one was your favorite today, Marley?
I really like Breaking News. I think you can definitely expand on that, and I think just giving people random news stories and have them like report it is can be really funny in certain scenarios. But obviously, you know that my favorite one is Slide Ride. Slide Ride is my favorite of them all. So, but yeah,
as it should be.
Yeah, I have to agree with Marley on this. I mean, Breaking News, you can come up with some really wacky shit to just give to your guests, and just like, breaking news, local man robs a store for one single egg. We ask him why he did it now, and it's like, you just have like some really random shit, and it'll probably become something great in the future. I know it will. But then you also have the iconic slide ride, and just that is iconic to this podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we do Slide Ride every single time. All the podcasts have had Slide Ride on it. So, yeah.
But we won't talk about how a certain game company just ripped it off.
Right.
We won't talk about that.
No.
If they want to sponsor us, then we can.
If you're listening into this episode by any chance, please reach out.
Yes.
And if you want to sponsor this podcast, you can You can tell me. Honestly, you guys are some of my favorite guests. I know both of you have only been on here once, but you can honestly just tell. So yeah, I had a lot.
I'm definitely my favorite guest too. I'm definitely my favorite guest too.
Yeah.
So, and I will just say that all the episodes that I've been on have been the best. So
they have been.
Fame.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. Both of them. Sure. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, my first time on here. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Sam, but like my first time on here, I laughed so hard over one thing I said. Just entire time laughed.
Yeah, it's always a good time. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see you guys both later. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening in on today's podcast. You can find Sammy's Saga on all platforms. My social medias and my new website are in the description, so if you do want to stay updated on the latest, I post daily on both platforms that I list down there, so that's going to be the best way to stay updated if you do wish to. I had a blast with Marley and Chris. Without a doubt, I'm going to have them on again. I don't know if they know that, but they don't have a choice. I hope you all enjoyed this as well. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. See ya!